Good evening, everybody. So, after the last two or three weeks of discussing basically the four shitos that we found in the Gemara about knife, about showing one's knife to a chacham on Yantif, we now get to look at a little bit of how the process of codifying the halacha went. We discussed, in summary, the four opinions that we found, which are actually all brought down in the Beis Yosef. That's basically all he does here, and he tells us who he thinks is right, obviously, also, and we'll see that in Shulchan Aruch. Is anybody want to recap from the previous weeks? I don't want to do all the talking. Anybody? Okay, I'll give names. Anybody want to share Shitas Rashi? What was Rashi's opinion on why you can't sharpen knives on? Why you can't show your knife to a chacham on Yantif?
This is how he's.
It's not my
Uvdin Dechol, right? Howie's favorite topic. Uvdin Dechol, Avsha Milsa, whatever you want to call it. That's one. One possibility we talked about in previous weeks as to whether or not that might apply to a butcher or not, and whether or not it might apply nowadays. We'll see a little bit more of that today, specifically in the Bach. I apologize, I forgot to put numbers in front of the sources. I knew something was off. That was Rashi. Rambam, which we talked about last week, was probably the opinion which we struggled with the most. And that was that it's all about a worry about sharpening knives. If the Chacham tells you that your knife is dull, well, then, it's quite a strong possibility that you'll accidentally go and sharpen it, not so accidentally, because you're going to want to shecht your animal.
But he says amaretz.
But he does, correct, he does refer to an amaretz, and we discussed that at length last week as well. Then we got to the two, what we would consider less locally relevant suggestions, meaning they don't come up a lot in our sugya. So one of those suggestions was the suggestion brought in the Rif, in the Rush, and that was that it's a concern about going chutz l'tchum. Apparently the Chachamim in those days would be outside the tchum, and since you would be showing it to this rabbi, we were worried that you would travel outside the tchum again. We discussed if that's deraisa, derabanan, how that works. We even discussed if it would be a concern nowadays. The Meiri's take was absolutely not, but we did discuss that as well, beyond just the Meiri a couple of weeks ago. And finally, the last opinion which we had was the opinion of the Baal Amar. Anybody remember what his opinion was?
It was very strange.
It was very strange. Okay, I don't think that quite qualifies as a reason. But nevertheless, the Baal Amor's opinion was... He equated to Bechor, and it would somehow change the status of this knife from being unable to sheft to able to sheft, and therefore would be like being misaking it. Okay? So today, basically, what we're going to see is how it's codified by Tur, Shulchan Aruch, and the Poskim, and the way they use these different shitos to address different contemporary cases. And not even necessarily contemporary cases, but cases that would come up in halacha on a practical level, okay? Tur and Arachaim Taf Tariches, which is all about Shchita on Yom Tov, it should be very interesting to any of those of you who are looking into it, says the Tur, In Marin Sakin L'chacham Yom Tov L'Roso Im Hurai L'Shchot El Ayarenu La'atzmo V'yash Ilu La'achirim. Okay? He says, you shouldn't show it to the Chacham. Basically just says the Gemara as it is. The Chacham should see it by himself and he should lend it to others. And then, which is really the next halach. I just wanted to bring it there because it gives us an indication about what he's not worried about.
Okay. Yeah. So he's holding like the Rambam in that, where he's saying that's an Amma Aretz because he's saying you could take it to the Tabach who would be knowledgeable about a knife.
So that just seems, well, he seems he's taking the knife to the Tabach.
And the Behema.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It really is the next halacha, which we're going to talk about, and you don't have to have it there beforehand and whatever, but we don't necessarily know that correct. The tabach can be someone who not is knowledgeable. We're not saying he's going to give the knife to the tabach to check. We're simply saying he can take his check knife to the tabach. But anyways, yes, that's just because I wanted to show that the possibility of that being a rejection of the Rif. Meaning, we're not worried about him carrying stuff around from place to place. If you want to look into that halacha, it's another question of, would you have had to have done that before? Are you actually allowed to bring that on Yontif? And that's what the discussion is there. But I think that actually sort of backhandedly isolates the shita of the Rif that we're mentioning. But that's not what I wanted to say. Again, as we said, there were four different explanations of this. The Beis Yosef brings them all. Beis Yosef is noted towards two in particular, based on earlier poskim. Number one is the Rambam. Okay, and he's actually going to Paskin like the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. And he also notes Rashi. It's quite interesting, if not for the reason that those were the two that we found the weakest reasons. At least from some perspectives. From some perspectives, we thought they were stronger. From some perspectives, we thought they were weaker. We noted that both of those were limited in scope, perhaps, and may not have been applicable to everyone, meaning we had the Rambam's Talmud Chacham Am Haaretz split, and we had Rashi's Tabach or Non-Tabach split. Either way, let's see if I can move over here.
Wait a minute, a Tabach is a Talmud Chacham?
No, no, no. A Tabach, according to the issue with Rashi, was that it looks like you're going to sell it in the marketplace. A Tabach is simply someone who slaughters meat.
Oh.
And therefore, the concern was only with him, not with others.
So that was another name for a shochet.
Yes, tabach is another word for a shochet, exactly. Okay, let's take a look at the Bach. The Bach is the first one who begins to apply these. First of all, he runs through the psak. Okay, so the reason why I didn't bring the Beis Yosef is because I have the Bach, who's going to quickly list them off. But he gives us some nafkaminas, and he begins to apply them. Let's see what the Bach has to say. We'll read this very quickly. It's a large chunk of text. In Mar in Sakan v'chulu... Ella Yirenu v'chulu. Hachi Asik Rav Yosef v'Perakin Tzadin. This is the Pesach of Rav Yosef in our Mizachtan Daf Chav Ches. V'arba te'amim nemru zeh. There were four reasons, as we said. V'tuva ika beinayhu. And there are many differences between them. There are many nafkaminas. Lein yadina for the halacha. L'rashi hatam l'fi shenira kema'asechol te'av shamilsa. Okay, so we're getting back again. We said number one was Rashi. Av shamilsa shehatabach rotza limchor baser v'itliz. It looks like the butcher is going to go sell it in the butcher shop. Vimo hiskim a Rashbak Moshe Kasev Rav Magid v'kasev Hagos Ashri. He says in the Rashbak with him and the Hagos Ashri writes to lefi perish that according to this explanation shar kaladam she'ino tabach muter laharos akin lachacham. So first nafkamina, note the Bach is the nafkamina which we talked about last week. Right, we talked about the fact that according to the simple pshat in Rashi, it seems like it only applies to a butcher. And in fact, this is the opinion of the Hagos Ashri, which we quoted last week. We also quoted a different source last week. We quoted the Rajba, who codifies this. And the Rajba actually said it differently. I didn't know that the Bach says something similar. He says, V'kakas aveis Yosef, achin midivrei hasmag. He says, whoever you look in the smag, b'shem Rashi, mashma delav davka nakat Rashi tabach. He says, whoever you look at the smag, it seems like it wasn't, Rashi wasn't trying to say only a tabach. Sheharei kasav, that the smag writes, v'zeh l'shono, Rashi pirish asr l'harosak and l'chacham neshem nirik ma'asechol. Rashi says that it's forbidden to show a knife to a chacham because it looks like ma'asechol b'farhesya in public. Kischoras mechiras basar, like again, you're doing business and selling meat. The chacham ro'a la'atzmo, and the chacham can see it himself, she'ein b'zeh kolkach b'farhesya, because that's something behind the scenes. It doesn't look, it's not public. Adkan l'shono, that's his language. Hinei shelo hizki b'dvarav tabach. He doesn't mention anything about a butcher, and we made the same diuk again from the Rajba last week to say that it also wasn't going to be restricted specifically to a butcher. It could actually apply to anybody, and the issue is that it looks like a butcher. Okay, so that was Rashi. So nafkamina number one, this comes from Rashi. You have a machlokes between Rishonim, potentially as to whether or not Rashi applies to everybody or just tabachim. Well, haram b'matam lefi sheyesh lachu shema tia peguma. According to the Rambam, the reason is that we're worried. Maybe it's going to be nicked. And he's going to tell the guy, you can't shout. And he might go and take his sharpener out and sharpen it, which could be, again, depending on how you learn, maybe even Esther Doraisa. And according to this, it's only an Am Haaretz who's not allowed to show his knife. But anyone who's not an Am Haaretz, you don't have to be concerned for this. Kain mevor b'divrei HaRambam. V'hasmag, gam haramban his kripper seva amar shuhu nachon yoser mikol apirushim. Says this is the psak of the Rambam, the smag, and the Ramban in Melchamos that we saw a couple of weeks ago. Ul harif v'harash v'shem baal halachos, and for the riff and rush in the name of the Bahag, tam ademilse t'chashinon dilma yelech achar chacham chutz l'tchum, they say that you might go outside the tchum, ul fi tam zeh, ein chiluk da'afilu eino tabach ve'eino am ha'aretz chayshinan dilma mishtali v'yavavach ravali kavanach tzitchom. We're always worried, no matter who it is, that you're going to accidentally go outside the tchom ulival hamor. And finally, the fourth shita, which we said atam hu diri'as hasakin kiri'as bechorhi, that is like seeing a bechor sheme akeves hashchita, that it, again, you would not be allowed to shecht before it was seen. V'nire kimisakin v'danes hadin, is like you're being misakin it, and danes hadin ulfi tam zeh. And here's a huge nafkamina that we haven't discussed, but is very relevant to the practical halacha. Afilu im avar v'her ehu, aser lishchot bo. Let's say you went ahead and you showed it to the chacham. According to Rashi, can you shecht?
Who are you?
According to Rashi.
No, but who showed it to a
chacham? Me.
A tabach?
A tabach. Let's say a tabach, to make things clear. Okay. According to Rashi, a tabach shows it to the Talmud Chacham. Can he shecht now?
Yes.
It's too late. He did his Avera, now he can go shecht. Of course he can shecht. Why can't he shecht? He did his Avera of Avshar Milsa. He did his Avera of Ovdin Lechol by showing it to the Chacham. Now the Tzaken is fine, though.
Fine place.
Right? Sorry?
Fine place.
There's no
knas? Yeah. Yes. Why aren't you inventing an original knas now? Enough knases that we have in Chazal. We don't need to invent new knases. Okay, next possibility. According to the Rif, you went and showed it to the Chacham. Again, you were over on the fact that you might have gone outside the Tchum. In this case, you didn't go outside the Tchum. So again, you're over on this Gzera Dirabanan. But again, can you use the knife? Yes, the sock, it was checked by the Chacham. According to the Rambam. Okay? You take your knife. Again, you're an Amaretz. Someone is an Amaretz. They take their knife, because no one here qualifies. They take their knife, except for me. No one, anyways, that was an obligatory joke. I'm sorry. Okay? According to the Rambam, someone takes their knife. They bring it to the Chacham. The Chacham says it's good. Can they shecht? Yes, again, they're over on an Isser. Their knife is good. According to the Balamora now, they show it to the Chacham. Can they shecht?
No.
Why not?
It's muksa. When we were Bechor, the issue that was brought up there is because it was not something that was in a chazaka of being permissible, it's metakein.
Mm-hmm.
It was muksa beforehand. It's
correct.
Still muksa, and therefore, even
correct.
If you show it, it's not permissible.
Muksa, and depending on how far you long go along the misakein thing, yes, it may be asr for that reason as well. So that would be enough gamina, yes?
What do you mean, because it's muksa? It's not because of muksa.
Well, it may be somewhere between mitzakein and muksa. I don't want to go into this too much. The point is that whether you're taking it as a muksa issue, because according to the Balamor, it's 1,000% unusable beforehand, right? Because as we said, he's really going with this idea of asking the Chacham for the purposes of the honor of the Chacham, and without that, it's impossible to shecht, which means this knife at the beginning of Yontif has no use if you're not allowed to show it to a Chacham and get his permission.
So it's not mitzakein u'katan adin.
So it is kemitakein. The question is what nira kemitakein uchadana sadin is. We can take it as literal mitakein. This is going back 2 weeks in Chir, but yes, I could hear it both ways. Either it's muksa or it's something that you newly created on Yontif. Both ways you can't shecht with it.
Because it's also muksa, you're trying to say.
We discussed the muksa issue briefly last week, the Rabbi Akiva Eger that we saw, and that may apply actually to some of the different chitos as well. But I would be more, when I read it at first, I said it's nira kemitakein and therefore it would be aser. But muksa can be a reasonable aser as well.
Is a tabach an amaretz?
Which tabach? Some tabachim are ame haaretz. Some tabachim are not ame haaretz.
You seem to make a distinction in some cases between a tabach and an amaretz.
No, but it's confusing the two shitos here. The Rashi is concerned with tabach and non tabach.
Right.
Rambam's concerned with amaretz and Talmud Chacham.
And where does tabach fit in that?
It's irrelevant. What does a tabach have to do with anything, according to the Rambam? Just like according to Rashi, what does an amaretz have to do with anything?
Well, if you're talking about somebody basically who's going to, for example, take it outside of the tchum.
But that's not Rambam or Rashi.
Okay. Do you mean tabach?
Again, each of these...
Well,
each...
tabach is a shechet. I mean, in the classic terms, a tabach is a shechet. According to Shulchan Aruch, a shechet, or a tabach, depending on how you define it, has to know halach shechita. I wouldn't call that an amaretz.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah, he does.
He just has to know
what he's doing. He doesn't necessarily...
He has to be able to examine...
So I think halach...
Anyways, the point is really, just to put this out there, at the end of the day, you just look at the person, is he an Amaretz, is he a Talmud Chacham for who he is, and you look at the person, is he a Tabach, is he not a Tabach for who he is. It's not really relevant beyond that. You just have to look at the person. According to Rashi, you're checking if he's a Tabach. According to the Rambam, you're checking if he's an Amaretz or a Talmud Chacham. According to the Rif, you're not checking anything. According to the Balamor, you're not checking anything. In all these cases, the Talmud Chacham may do it for other reasons, right? The Talmud Chacham himself may do it because it wasn't Asr without his Netilas Rishos, but it's not about the type of person that we're looking at, per se. It's that simply it's Mutter in that case.
But to Alan's point, I think what he's saying, the Rambam may not be so far off from Rashi in some... Well, the Rambam may be saying Aretz versus his Talmid Chacham may not be a Talmid Chacham as we understand it, but it's someone who is experienced in Shkita and Oz.
For sure, yes, I agree with
that. Which may be the Tabach, depends on the
I agree with that. I agree with that as well. It's interesting to see how the Poskim actually take it. There are some who are like, no one's a Talmid Chacham nowadays, and there are other posts. We don't really get into that. I was thinking of adding that on, but we have enough as we are. Our hands are full. Now we get to the really fun stuff, the new stuff, the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe here, commenting at the end of, you know, commenting on the Beis Yosef and tour. Okay, listen to this. V'nira demitamo shel Rambam, Kasev Maril and Maril writes, Harotza lishchot b'yantif, tzarech livdo kasakin me'erav yantif ulishamro meha pigima. Says Maril, a very interesting idea. He says, check your knife on Erev Yantif, go to the Chacham, and then put it away somewhere where it can't be damaged. Wrap it up in 18 layers of towels. And that way, you'll be safe. V'chein kasev Marival, v'hagos hilchot shkita. And so writes the Marival, V'nira de ta'amo, and his reason must be, Me'achar de bizman hazein marin ha'sakin l'chacham, elakol shochet bodek la'atzmo ha'sakin. Okay? And now he says, since nowadays, there's none of this showing it to the chacham anymore. But rather, each shochet checks himself. Yesh lach l'shem ha'yim z'ena peguma v'yashchizena. He says, so what's really the concern? The concern is only Rambam's concern. Why? Because we no longer show it to the Chacham for the sake of Kavod. Rather, the Shochtim all look at it themselves. So is that really relevant at the very least, it's not relevant to the Rif, it's not relevant to the Balamar, right? Because, again, the Rif's issue, we said, is one of going out of town, you know, to the fields to find the Chacham is not concerning us anymore because we don't show it to the Chacham anymore. There may still be the concern of Rashi of Avshem Elson, and there may still be the concern of Rambam. So, what?
Balamar.
No, because again, the Chacham's not being matirid in these days because we don't show it to the Chacham anymore.
No, I understand, but he looks at it himself, for example. If he looks at it himself...
So it depends on how you understand the Balamar. The way that we finished with the Balamar, and we will get back to this in the Aruch HaShulchan towards the end, but it depends on how you understand the Balamar. If you're understanding the Balamar as to say, the psak as to whether or not the knife has a nick is what is matirid, then you're absolutely correct. If you understand the Balamor as the Netilas Rishus from the Chacham was what was Matirit, then this is absolutely irrelevant. Okay? So that's, again, something we talked about a couple of weeks ago, but very applicable here. So he says, what's the reason? We're still worried about the Rambam's reason, Yeshlach, which we should be concerned, Shema Yimtza and a Pagum, you may find, again, a Pagam, V'yashchizena, Deme'achar She'en Kol HaShochtim Talmidei Chachamim, that since not all the Shochtim are Talmidei Chachamim, and they are seeing their own knives... Right, so here, getting back to your point, Ein kol hashochtim talmidei chachamim, yesh ligzar gzeirazu kimo bimehem beholachas hasakin. We should be gozer this gzeira nowadays, meaning the Rambam's reason is still applicable. Even though the shochtim are seeing their own knives, they're still ameh haaretz, he says. And therefore, we're still worried that they're going to sharpen it in order to get their food shechted. Umatsasi kasev, and he says, and I found it written, b'shchitas yeshanim, which I didn't look into what that was, although I'm sure that would be very interesting. I'm sure it's a safer of sorts, but I don't know where or what it comes from. Dim lo barak me erav yantif. If he didn't check it on erav yantif, mutter livdok beyantif b'shas hadchak. Hoo-hoo, now we get to the fun stuff. So Shchitas Yeshanim writes, if you didn't check it on erav yantif, b'shas hadchak, you can check it on yantif, but a very interesting thing that he says. Aval la'achar hashchita yivdok ve'ein b'kach klum. But you check it after, and don't worry about that. Okay? There was a story, says the Rama, of one guy who wanted to shecht a shor. Now, a shor, obviously, a big animal. Do you want to be shechting? Do you want to be checking the knife after you shecht that animal?
No.
No, why not? Other than general hilchos shechita, where you're not supposed to do that. What happens if it's true if you wasted your shor? So what does this guy do? He hadn't checked it in advance. Ma'asa, so what does he do? Halach v'shachat of katan, b'libidikas hasakin. So in order to implement this, he shechts a little bird. Then he checks the knife to see, right? Because you're allowed to check it after the fact. Why? Because we're not worried that you're going to go and sharpen it once you're done your shechita. Meaning the whole heter that's being given here is you're allowed to inspect the knife only afterwards because then there's no chashash of sharpening, right? Because you're already done. So here what this guy does brilliantly...
I don't think that's so brilliant. I mean, to me, the thrust of what they're saying is that you can check it after you've done all your shchitot. Because if you plan to do more shchitot, then obviously you're...
We'll get to that.
All right.
I don't necessarily disagree with you. I mean, I do necessarily disagree with you, but we'll get to this point exactly, unless you guys want to focus on it now. If you want to focus on it now, we can jump to that. But let's just finish this sentence, and then we'll focus on it. Right? And he says, right, v'halach achrakach l'shchod asher ad kan l'shono. And he says, then he just went afterwards to do it. Meaning he checked it after the first shchita, so officially there's no chashash, because b'shas adchak, you can check it on yantif, because of the shchitas yishana. But on the other hand, then he goes ahead, and once he knew that it was good, he uses it to shecht. Okay? And he says, u'mashrim b'kan da'af agav de'b'chol asr l'shchot b'lo b'dikas asak, and now smachshi yivdekenu l'achar shchita. Even though in hilchos shchita there's an issue with that, nevertheless, mikol makom b'yantif shari ho avalo efshir b'inyan acher. It's actually permitted to do that on yantif. Okay, and that was actually something that we talked about, you know, back in when we were trying to figure out the rules of shchita. So there you have it. Comes up in the Ramah here. Now, if you want to get to that, so the question is, what really is the heter of the shchitas yishanim? How would you understand this heter? So there's a few ways to look at it. Okay. Right. If you look, by the way, the end of the Levush, last line of the Levush, addresses the point that you brought up. If you jump down to there, and I forgot to take, it's Levush is the bottom of the page, bottom of the first page. Okay, last source on the page, before we get to Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, you know what, let's just do the Haggah first. Shulchan Aruch, the next source, second last source on the page, the one after Darkei Moshe. We'll jump to the Haggah, which is this halacha. We'll focus on this halacha probably for the rest of this year. Which is the Maril. Mihu. See the last line really of the Shulchan Aruch of the Ramah? Imlo badko me'erav yantif. Vihushas hadchak. Yachal levadko biyantif. If you didn't check it on Erev Yantif and it's a shas hadchak, you can check it on Yantif. Okay. First of all, what's missing? Other than the dinging of the clock in the background. What'd he skip out?
Shechting first.
Didn't talk about that. Number one. Okay? Number two, he does quote this as halacha. He says, b'shas adchak, you're allowed to do this from the shechitas yishanim. So, how does this work? If you jump down again to the Levush, you can see all sorts of interesting things in the Levush. V'yesh omrim. Okay, v'yesh omrim, it's 3/4 lines up in, from the bottom of the page, right after Hagav Ein Bater Zav Zim Nuchasif Yedzayim. Okay? V'yesh omrim, mihu, beiz. Okay, there's a beiz there. I should have taken that out. Im lo badko me'erav yantif, u'shas adchak. If you didn't check it on Erev Yantif, and it's a shas adchak, yachal levadko me'yantif, you can check it. Lefikach, yira eshe habdika she'osin achar ashkita. Okay, it seems that the bedika they do after shkita, mutter livdok shikimo shas adchak. He interprets this as an application. Okay? The shkita afterwards is an application of the shas adchak rule. Wild, okay. The efshar lomar shegam hi asura.
But isn't that the most logical explanation to it? Because shas adchak basically means you already shechted the cow. It's if you're not allowed to, if you don't, you're not allowed to check it, then the animal's going to go to waste.
Right.
So, isn't that how you define shas adchak?
Certainly, achar shechita would be a shas adchak. Exactly. If the animal's going to go to waste. But I don't know if he was intending to say b'shas adchak, you should check it afterwards. Uh-huh. Meaning, let's say you have a shas adchak, you have no food for the meal, you need to shecht. Let's say that's a shas adchak. Okay, exactly how we define shas adchak is more of a worldwide din, but assuming there's something pressing, okay, you need meat. You have no food, so you shecht. Do you check before or after? It sounds like you're saying you check after.
Yeah, but there's no
is that to make that. It a shas adchak? Why not?
Because why wouldn't you check ahead of time? If the knife's not nicked, you can check ahead of time and then shecht it, no problem with anybody.
But what if you're not allowed to check beforehand? Why? Because Shema Yashchizenu. We're scared you might sharpen it. So if you're checking after you do this, that's safe. You're not worried about it. Right?
Yeah. So in other words, you're telling them to take the chance you might waste the animal.
Yeah, because then there's not a concern about the fact that you shouted. You've gotten rid of the case of a gazera.
So
that's what he seems to be saying now.
If the knife turns out not to be good, well, then you're just out of $10,000.
You take another knife.
No, the animal's
your money. But listen, I mean, what can you do? You can't sharpen it. Nobody's going to tell you you can sharpen it. That we know. In order to, right? So you have one of two choices. Either you would have shechted it with a pogum knife or whatever. You have to try to find another knife, presumably, in that case. That's how I would have understood it. Now it seems like he's saying an either or.
Well, you can't sharpen it. You just can't sharpen it in a sharpener.
Right. So we talked about that possibility. That's not something the poskim deal with. It doesn't seem like they want people sharpening the knife. But the truth is, it's a fair point. I mean, it's not something really people focused on. I'm surprised, actually, I didn't see that brought up more.
But all this is the Rambam.
Correct.
Yeah.
And therefore, you would be able to sharpen it in certain ways.
But if he shechted the animal intentionally,
mm-hmm.
without looking at the knife,
yeah,
even then he would be allowed to look at the knife afterwards?
That's exactly the last line of the Rama in Darkei Moshe. Otherwise, you're going to get into an issue of checking your knife beforehand.
But that's how I would have interpreted it to be. He forgot to check the knife before Yantif.
Okay.
He forgot the whole process. He shifted it, and then realized that he didn't check the knife. Now he can check the knife.
I think that's a fair way to view it also. But I'm just saying there's different ways we see to do it. And again, the Rama not bringing the shechting afterwards in the Rama is interesting. Anyway, so we saw that's a Levush, okay? Says Lafikach Irash Avdika Shosin Achar Shkita Mutra Livdok Shikimo Shasat Chak. The Efshar Lomar Shigam He Asura. Some might even say that even it is Asur. Why? You have some of the other reasons. V'yamid Hasakin Vabehem of Ches Kaskashrus V'yochalosa Beli Bedika Achrona. Okay? Crazy. Shigam Bekani Yishligzar Shema Yimtze Peguma V'te Asur Hashkita V'yashchizena V'yishchot Acheres V'yish Osrin V'yish Matir. And he brings up your issue, which is, are we worried that someone's going to go ahead and shecht another animal? Says Yesh Osrin, Yesh Matirin. There's all sorts of different approaches to this. Now we can turn the page and we can look at how this works. Okay? Well, I shouldn't say turn the page. Flip, you know, pull out the page. Says the El Yazuta on this Lvush, which I don't actually have because mine got cut off a little bit. B'sefer Be'er Sheva Hichriya. Ki Yesh Matirin V'zenachon V'chinu B'maril Ela. Shehifriz. There we go. Okay, the Be'er Sheva went too far. Now I have the second line here. He brings all sorts of things, but he basically says, you know, we paskin like the Ish Matirin in this case, that you do check it afterwards. Okay? Now the question is, fine, so we've gotten to this. Why is it that we allow this checking afterwards? What's the svara behind it? So for this, we see actually a very interesting machlokas from the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Aruch HaShulchan. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, look at how he phrases it. We're going to read through the whole Shulchan Aruch Harav. V'chein b'zman hazeh, shekol shochet borek hasakin ba'atzmo, asr lo likta v'yantav shema yashchizena. As we said, it's also asr nowadays. V'yish omr shalom asr laharas hazakin l'chacham mishum d'shema yashchizena, ela mishum. Says, what's the reason for the iser? To be mayhem lo hayelo efshar lishchot below riyas hachacham es hasakin. Because in those days you couldn't do it without showing the chacham the knife, afilu im hasakin yafe, even if it was good. V'nimtza riyas hachacham levad hi hamachsher es hasakin. And it turns out that just the chacham seeing it, even though it's already good, that's what's making the sakin kosher. Vareze dom ektsas lemetakin kli, and it's similar to metakin kli. Whose opinion is that?
Balmaor.
Balmaor. Aval bizman hazeh ein riyas hasakin ela kedei levar hasafek im yesh papigim I'm love. But nowadays, why do we check knives? Only because we're concerned about it. V'nimsa she'ein hadavar taloi b'riyah ela b'shlemus hasakin shelo haisa piguma. What does it turn out that the concern is? Not like the balamor, not that it's the chacham has to see it in order to make it kosher, but rather, it depends on whether or not the knife is actually, physically, unblemished or not. Uri'iyazu ba'atzma eina machsheres es hasakin. And what is the chacham seeing it do? Ela mivareres es hasafik bilvad v'lachin ein la'osra b'yontif. So what does it do? He says there's no reason to asr it according to the balamor, because the chacham seeing it is just finding out, does this knife have a nick or not? But it's not actually allowing you to use the knife in any way. It's simply saying, was it allowed the whole time or was it asr the whole time? Now here's the kicker. V'halacha kisvara harishona, we paskin like the Rambam, u'mikol makom, b'shasad chak, kigon shelo barak hasakin me'erav yantif, if you had a shasad chak like you didn't check it from erav yantif, and nitzach levaster b'yantif, and you need meat on yantif, yesh lismoch al svara ha'achrona, u'mutter livdok hasakin b'yantif. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, why is it that the shchitas yeshanim, or tells you that you're allowed to do it b'shas adchak? Because we paskin like the balamor, really. And therefore, since we paskin like the balamor, really, there's no issue with this altogether nowadays. So that's why he tells you b'shas adchak. The b'shas adchak is not some internal halachic issue with the Rambam, not with the Rambam, but rather it's simply the Rama saying we don't really paskin like the Rambam if you have a b'shas adchak. It's really a four-way machlokas. Paskin like the Balamor, and there's no issue what to, altogether, which would be a good reason for the Rama writing Stam, miu im lo bat kum erav yantif b'shas adchak yachal bat kum yantif, period. No before, no after, no nothing. And that's the reason for the Rama ruling this way. And therefore, again, if you would have a Shas Adchak in this case, you'd simply say it's mutter because it's not an issue according to the Balamar. That is the limud of the Shulchan Aruch Harav.
Interesting how he defines Shas Adchak, like you said.
Like I said, yeah. Like I said earlier. Okay, again, we have to... yeah. Okay.
Sorry, what was that again, how he defined it?
You don't have any meat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And again, the last line of Shulchan Aruch Harav. We'll finish it up just for the sake of finishing up. V'cholarim afilo ino tamen chacham motor livdok asakin achar eshchita mishum de'afim yimtzeen epeguma bevarei lo yashchizena. He says, however, lechatchila, it's permitted to check it after the shchita. I know that sounds weird, lechatchila to check it after the shchita, but if you're in a circumstance in which you're checking it after the shchita, it's 100% fine, because then, again, afim yimtzeen epeguma bevarei lo yashchizena. Says that works even according to the Rambam. Right? Not only do you have the Balamor to rely on at that point, you have the Rambam too. Okay. Aruch HaShulchan, on the other hand, does not follow this. Okay? And there's a whole long Aruch HaShulchan. We could really go through it again. There's different points to take out of this. But let's see if I can find where he talks about this. Okay? Okay. Okay. That's the Diyeved. Right. Where did I see it? Right. Right. No. I cut out some of the Aruch HaShulchan. Right. Okay. Let's see. V'kesad yaseu. We'll start from the middle. There's two dots in the middle. I believe it's Seif Gimel. It doesn't actually say that, but it's about halfway through. V'kesad yaseu. Right, what should you do? Again, showing it to himself is totally fine. See the next line? Smack in the middle of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Rama writes in Seif Aleph. Mihu. Okay, that's all stuff that we said before. We don't have to focus on that. Mihu. However, im lo bad kom erev yantif, you didn't check on erev yantif. Vehu shas adchak and it's a shas adchak, yachal levadko biyomtov adkan leshono. Okay, he says you're allowed to check on erev yantif. Vinirali, says Aruch HaShulchan, dehachi perusho. That this is the explanation for the Rama. Devarai gam bizman hashas hayem echuyav lehamido be'erev yantif. Certainly it was the case as well, that at the time of Chazal, you needed to make sure it was good on erev yantif. Okay? It's lost a place somehow all of a sudden. There we are. Ela dehabdika lo hayamo ilo below Riyas HaChacham. But the truth is, the bedika wouldn't help you unless you went to the Chacham. Uval karach lachtarach lahar osa me'erav yantif. And you need to show the knife on erav yantif to the Chacham. Rai, the yantif aser mitam shenis bar. Because it was aser on yantif for whatever the reason is. Aval achshav. But nowadays. Diro ela atzmo halau yachal hamido me'erav yantif levad ko b'yantif. Right? At the end of the day nowadays, you can just make sure that it's kosher, and you don't still have to go to the Chacham to get it checked right before for Netilas Rishos. V'im hu tov yishchot, v'im lav lo yishchot. And again, if it's good, then you can shecht. If it's not good, you won't shecht. L'ze amar de'eno kein, de'gam ata yesh chashash shema yashchi zena. That's what you might have thought, says Aruch HaShulchan, that if you set it up before Yontif, you just might think that it's all of, in those days it was all about Netilas Rishos. And now that there's no Netilas Rishos, you should just check if it's good or not. Says the Rama, no, you need to worry. Shem Yash Chizeno, Mi'enu Tamad Chacham. You shouldn't do it if you're not a Tamad Chacham. V'afilu Tamad Chacham. This is an interesting line that he adds. Lama lo lahach nisatzmo lezeh. Shem Ha'inu Tamad Chacham. Okay, this is a nice line from Aruch HaShulchan. Says, what is the Tamad Chacham getting involved? Maybe he's not really a Tamad Chacham. So don't think so highly of yourself and don't do it. The Hosif Lomar, and says the Aruch HaShulchan, to explain the case that we're really going on now. De b'di'eved, kishelo bad ko me'erev yantif, vihu shas hadchak, yachal levad ko b'yantif. It turns out to be a shas hadchak, you can check it. Now here, listen to what he says. In stark contrast to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who says, what's the reason for this? Because we don't really paskin like the Rambam, b'shas hadchak. Says the Aruch HaShulchan V'lo Mibayi L'chol HaPirushim. Never mind for everybody else. Ela afilu l'pirush HaRambam. V'lo Mibayi Hu Talmud Chacham. Ela afilu v'eino Talmud Chacham. Why? De'efshar lomar, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that we can say, Bizman hazeh, kevan she'al bidikasa hu somech, mistama he'emido bitov keheregelo. He says, most likely, it was sharp. Meaning, this is even according to the Rambam, says Aruch HaShulchan, that we allow you to do this. And it's not because you're checking it afterwards now. It's that we have the right to assume nowadays that it was good. Wow. Meaning in those days, again, you had to show it all together, so maybe that wasn't the case. Now, we're assuming, Hamido Batov Karagelo, V'ein Chashash, Yamayashkizen, we're not worried, maybe you're going to sharpen it. V'davar Pashad Hu Shalachash Kita Michu Yavin Livdok Asakin. He says, obviously, if you've already shefted, you need to check it. Watch Kasav Yerodesham, 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 Likroch Matlis, Ala Pagima, and again, you can put a Matlis on it, fine. Anyways, that's Aruch HaShulchan's take, meaning we have a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Aruch HaShulchan as to what's going on here. Shulchan Aruch HaRav.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
He's going on the basis of logic, though, isn't he? I mean, he's kind of...
Aruch HaShulchan's going on the basis of logic, but different logic than we would have thought was the simple pshat. The way we read pshat originally in the Shechitos Yeshanim, right, was specifically b'shas hadchak, right, not period, avalach ha'ashchita yivdok. Everybody else read it as mutar livdok b'yantz b'shas chak, period. And a new halacha, avalach ha'ashchita yivdok b'in b'kach klum. Right? Meaning, originally we said, what's the reason why you're allowed to do it b'shas hadchak? Because you're only checking it after you shecht, and therefore there's no chashash of hashchaza. That's what we learned in the Levush, right? However, now we see there's actually two different reasons as to why you're allowed to do it b'shas hadchak, and not necessarily do they even accord with the fact that it would be done after Shechita. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's because we don't really paskin like the Rambam. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's because even though we paskin like the Rambam, you have the right to assume nowadays that it was done properly, which is a tremendous chiddush. But nevertheless, that's their machlokas, and it really comes back to how you read the Darkei Moshe, how you read the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the fact that he doesn't make any mention of the Aval La'achar HaShechita Yivdok implies that the Rambam understood it, imlo badkom erev yantif, shas adchak yachal badkom yantif. And that is not totally on checking it after the fact. Even though, again, your original reading of the Darkei Moshe would have, in fact, I think, pushed you in the direction to say what the Shechita Yeshanim is saying is that you're only allowed to check up a shas adchak after the Shechita. Okay? But that's basically sums up our three machlokas between, again, what I think the simple reading of the Darkei Moshe is, and then how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Aruch HaShulchan understand the line of the Ramah that b'shas hadchak it's mutter to shecht.
So is the Aruch HaShulchan basically saying you're allowed to shecht it because you can rely on the fact that...
it's not going to be nicked.
Right. And which, then once you shecht it, then you can check.
Yeah.
To
no, I mean, he says... No, he's talking about even in advance, it
in
seems
in
to be.
In advance you can check?
It seems to me he's saying even in advance. I think that's a simple plot in reading what he says.
Then what is the point of relying on yourself that
he's explaining why you're not afraid of sharpening it. In other words, he's assuming that when
correct.
You put a knife away, you put it away clean and sharp. So that if you bring it out on Yontif, he's not making Xera
so
that you may
it.
Sharpen it.
So why check it first?
You still
have the halacha of checking knives.
There's still the requirement.
It seems very inconsistent.
Why?
The way I would have looked at it, maybe he is talking about it in advance, but it seems to me he's kind of talking about after the fact.
I don't see that in his language. I do admit that it's a chiddush what he's saying, because it's hard to understand this between nowadays and those days. But I don't see that in his words.
He's not passing like anybody when he says that. I mean, that's his own.
He's saying it within the Rambam. He says, "Ela afilu lafi haRambam, v'lo mevayim etam chacham afilu beino tam chacham." De'asher lomar bizman hazeh kevan she'al bidikasa husomech mistama he'emido b'tov kergelo. He says, because since nowadays it's not about showing it to the chacham, but it's about doing it for yourself, you're being more careful about it. It's a chiddush that he's saying nowadays is different than the previous time.
But if he actually looks at it in advance and he sees it as a nick, the Rambam is not concerned that he might sharpen it and then shecht the animal.
He's saying basically it's a milsa de lo shchicha almost. is the way that I'm understanding him. And he's saying, well, no, not to, right? Why that is, again, to me it would be more of a milsa de lo shchicha argument. You could make the argument that everybody knows that now, and therefore that's why they're trying to keep it so clean. I don't know. I think that's the simplest way to read it.
But if at this point, then why can't you do it l'chat chila? In other words, why shatat chak? If you're now saying that you have a rule that the knife will not need to be sharpened,
mm-hmm.
why is it shatat chak?
Well, define it.
Why, but exactly, why get yourself into that, right?
If you define shatat chak as basically meaning I need meat.
Right, why get yourself into this whole question altogether? It's true that he's saying, but shatat chak rely on the fact that nowadays is different than those days.
Right.
If it's not shatat chak, why rely on that? There's still the maisa, is a chashash. A reasonable chashash, one might even say, and a chashash that every single other posek thinks is legitimate, according to the Rambam, that in fact something may happen, you may notice a pagam and go and sharpen it.
And why didn't he like the bowl more? Like, why did he have to be different than Shulchan Aruch and he didn't like the bowl?
Shulchan Aruch Rav?
Yes.
I think he certainly agrees that that's the halacha according to the other poskim. He just wants to say that this is all within the Rambam. I'm not sure why he's saying that. Maybe he holds that we paskin like the Rambam and that's the end of the story, because otherwise the whole thing wouldn't be relevant nowadays. But as we'll see, there are some other issues that he brings up which are very hard to understand. I'm not sure.
He's not saying that the Metzias today has changed and all these poskim, other poskim would agree with me if they knew the Metzias today.
I mean... It's hard. He says, "De'ef shalomar bizmana ze akeima jabadikaso samach mistama hamira b'tov kerkelo." I don't think he's really coming forward. Like nobody knows what they're talking about. I don't get that impression from what he's saying. So I don't think that's the case. And we can look at a couple of the different. At this point, I was just going to sort of freestyle all the way home, because that was the main sort of machlokes that I wanted to talk about. This, how do we understand this halacha of shaset chak? But what I did want to talk about, and you can see this in the beginning of the Aruch HaShulchan, some of the things that he says, we can really just read through some of the things in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? Shema tiyah piguma, uvdiyeved, im herelo v'nimtzis yafe mutar leshchot ba. Again, we paskin against the Baal Hamor, on this one, that if you showed it to the Chacham lemaisa, and it turns out that it was okay, it's mutar to shecht. And again, he says, it's interesting, he notes that this is based on the Bach and the Shaar HaTzion in the next note. As the Bach said, according to all the poskim except for the Baal Hamor, it would be mutter to shecht afterwards. It's very interesting, because how do we understand the Baal Hamor to apply nowadays? We understand him not to apply nowadays at all, like this far the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Right? Because in the Baal Hamor's issue is all about what? Being mitake in the kli. That's not relevant nowadays. Because again, the Chacham's not making this knife allowed to be used. The Chacham's just telling you the fact is, all along it was okay. So it's a mamish that the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion says that it's mutter according to everybody except the Baal Hamor, so bevada we can rely on everybody else. You're not bevada relying on everybody else. It's across the board. Right? So it's very interesting that he says that. Truthfully, it's really a question on the Bach, but anyways. Shara Sakin La'atzmo Hainu Beveso Beyantif Kedei Lishchot Ba. Okay, we're talking about the Chacham who saw it for himself in his house on Yadav in order to slaughter it. V'ayin v'pichadah shemitzadeid. De'afil lechatchila ha'yachal ha'chacham liro sakino shel atzmo kidei lehashila la'acherim. That is lechatchila that the Chacham can see it. V'hatam she'itiru lechacham de'lagabei lesle shema yashchizeno de'odeo she'asu lehashchiz. So it's because again, there's not even a b'diyeved lechatchila type of circumstance for the Chacham. Meaning, if we're really going to say that nowadays is entirely different, right, and it's no longer about showing it to the Chacham for honor, maybe you would think that even the Chacham nowadays should have to be careful for the reason of the Rambam. He says that's not the case. You're allowed to do it. Mitam zeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham Hashem Rav HaMagid, Mutar HaChacham Gamkin Kishe'eno Rotza Lismoch HaBedikaso Leharo Sakino LaChacham Acher. If it's all about the worry for sharpening, unlike what would have been in the olden days, he can actually go and take it. Let's hear Rabbi Karopkin is looking at the knife, and he says, you know what? I don't know. I'm not sure. Is this a pigam? Is it not a pigam? I'm going to bring it to Rabbi Spitz. Mutter! Right? Because we still know that Rabbi Karopkin is not going to be sharpening it. So again, another application of paskening like the Rambam is there are certain things nowadays that will be permitted that wouldn't have been permitted to any of the poskim beforehand, but now are permitted. Okay? Roa sakin la'atzmo, shesonchen al-kabbalah she'eshlo. Again, that's the shochet. Yivdok sakino me'er of yantif. Okay? This is talking about, again, what you can do nowadays, and what you should do nowadays is the Rama. V'lo yachstir hasakin l'nadan shelo, d'im hachud o tzadi hasakin nogin b'kashios hanadan, lo mikri su sakin baduk. Okay? Don't put it back in somewhere basically where it can get damaged, because then it wouldn't be considered a sakin baduk. K'mo shekasav b'whatever, t'fuas shor, simin yuches, sifkatan dalet. Okay. V'kasvu achronim. This is a very interesting one. D'nachon shi'ehelech al tabach beiz o gimel sakinim b'dukim e'erav yantif. He says it's best that you should have two or three. Why? Because again, in this case where you've kept it checked from before Yontif, you're still going to look at it right before you shecht. And you want to make sure that what you're doing is absolutely correct, so have a backup, have two backups, have three backups. Now this is, not this one, sorry, the next one is absolutely...
Is that what he's saying? Or yeah. Saying if you're shechting enough animals, it's going to get damaged and you should have backups so you don't have to sharpen it.
Maybe you just rely on rove. Yeah.
We didn't really see that except for, I don't know if that works. I don't know. I didn't see that. Hello, Biontif?
Maybe another reason, because if you have other Sakinim Badukim, then let's say I had a Sakin Baduk, but I wanted to take a Sakin that wasn't Baduk and show it to a Chacham. What's the problem? Shemi Yashkizena. If I have another Sakin,
I'm not going to do it.
I might probably won't do Shemi Yashkizena.
Correct.
Is that what he meant?
Yes, that's what I thought I understood it as. I clearly didn't do a good job of explaining it that way. But yes, that's what he's saying, meaning if you have one that's puzzled, you'll be able to use the next one. Yes.
But again, that's too late, because you've already checked
it. No, you haven't checked it.
But he implies that you don't check it in advance. You don't check it.
That's what he says outright. So it could be. It's hard to know exactly. He says, right, does that mean that you can't check it on Yontif after it's already assumed to be kosher? I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Well, he goes on to say,
I'm not sure. So, anyways, I'm really not sure about that. I don't have an answer to that question. Finally, v'lo b'yontif, says the Mishnah Berurah, which is going on again, you shouldn't check the knife on Yontif. Hainu habidika rishona. And here's where the Mishnah Berurah resolves what we're saying. Aval habidika shetzarach lasos achar hashchita mutter. He says, you're not supposed to do a first bedika, but bedika after shchita mutter, de lo shayach gabe shema yashchizena, because again, there's no shema yashchizena, miyatsayam bekuma, de lo yoil ha-hashchaza, la-hachshir yashchita, shechshachad mikodem. Because again, sharpening will never make it that the previous one was okay. Now, for the future ones, he's saying, hopefully you have your bezer gimel sakinim. That's, you know, again, something else that it will accomplish. And finally, I'm sorry, but like, this next interpretation is just going to blow your socks off. It's just crazy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what is the definition of Shas Adchak, that you're able to check it on Yontif? It's only if there's no other knives in the city that have been checked on Erev Yontif. This comes in very stark contrast to...
Doesn't have meat.
Right? Mishnah Berurah is saying it's only relevant to say Yachal Levadko when you don't have meat and you can't get a knife to shecht it. I'm not sure if other people would agree with that. But he quotes this from the Prima Gadim, that's a Prima Gadim Shita. He talks about, again, even if you did an intentional first Shita in order to check it afterwards so you'd allow to be doing a second Shita afterwards, he talks about that in the Sharatskin as well. He's matur that as well, like we saw El Yazuta from the Be'er Sheva. But anyways, to wrap things up, the Ikr Psak is like the Rambam. Although people say, you know, we paskin like Rashi, we don't actually seem to follow Rashi at all on this. And I haven't seen any of the later poskim actually be choshish for Rashi, which would be relevant still. And again, whether how often we combine the other Shitos and how often we say that it would be permitted and under what circumstances we say it would be permitted depends on the posek. But that's sort of like, I guess, a general overview of the Sogya. Shkoyach.